Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. You're listening to the Roger Reviews podcast. This is part 9 of our 2013 Avian Award nominations. I think the podcast may last longer than the award ceremony itself at this rate. I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. This podcast will go up for the first time on New Year's Day, 2013. Welcome to the new year. Hope you're all recovered from last night's partying and fun. Here I am sitting down, dedicated to giving you 15 minutes of award nomination wrap-ups. Go back, check out part one of this if you want to know what we're doing. Basically, I am a voter for the Avian Awards. It's a huge honor. We rank everything 1 through 15 or 20, whatever it is, so it's a very complex voting process, and we've been going over the very best in each category. Avianawards.com is where we got our list, so if you'd like to follow along, that's our source material. You can also use the feedback button at the bottom of this page or drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com, for feedback. I would love that. I'll read some of that on the air here, and you know, maybe we'll get some good questions out of it. We are down to Best Showcase. Now, this is a cool, I think this is a new award. I don't think we've seen this before, but it's been sort of a trend the last couple years to do movies that feature one performer, showing off Asa Akira, the Insatiable series, for example. Jules Jordan has a series called The Ultimate Fuck Toy. He did a Mia Miley, Riley Reid. So movies like that are now being recognized separately as a different kind of a movie. The nominees are Alexis Ford, Dark Side, from Jules Jordan, Asa Akira to the Limit, from Jules Jordan, Bobby Loves Boys, from Bobby Starr, Evil Angel, Chanel Preston, No Limits, from Zero Tolerance, Danny Daniels, Dare, from Elegant Angel, Jada Stevens is Butt Woman, Elegant Angel, The Insatiable Miss Saint, Jules Jordan, Jesse Rogers, Unbreakable, from Wicked, Christina Rose, Unfiltered, from Belladonna, Evil Angel, Lexi, from Elegant Angel Productions, Lily Carter is Irresistible, from Elegant Angel, Lisa Ann, Fantasy Girl, from Live Gonzo, Meet Bonnie, from Digital Sin, Remy, from Elegant Angel, and Ultimate Fucktoy, Riley Reid. How much you like each of these movies and which one you think should win depends on completely how much you like the performer, obviously. If you don't like Alexis Ford, you're probably not going to like Alexis Ford Dark Side. If you love Asa Akira, To the Limit's pretty great. Notice also Asa Akira is Insatiable, not put in this category. This is one of those where they can kind of play around with the categories to make sure maximum coverage happens. And there are some really good titles in this one. Alexis Ford Dark Side's very, very good. Asa Akira To the Limit is excellent. The Chanel Preston No Limits is a really good one. Zero Tolerance just released one with Skin Diamond, by the way, that's really good. Too late for awards this year, but excellent. Christina Rose Unfiltered, really good, really filthy. I love the Lisa Ann Fantasy Girl. That's a series of Live Gonzo live broadcasts, so a bunch of different costumes and fantasies from Lisa Ann. Excellent. Obviously, I lean toward Asa Akira To the Limit. It's one of my two or three favorite movies of the year. Definitely want to check that out. But any of the Elegant Angel, Lexi, the Lexi Bell, Lily Carter, Remy LaCroix, Jada Stevens, Danny Daniels. Elegant Angel does a great job with it, as does Jules Jordan. Bobby Starr, you know, she's not doing as much boy girl as she used to, so you might want to pick that one up too. But my choice, I already told you my choice. Best Supporting Actor. Brad Armstrong for Men in Black, Tom Byron, Star Wars. Come on, he's playing Obi-Wan. Xander Corvus, Friendzone. Dane Cross, The Official Hangover. Parody, James Dean, Dallas. Tony DiSergio, Spartacus. Ben English, Mothers and Daughters. Tommy Gunn, Spartacus. Steve Holmes, Voracious. Nick Manning, Overnight. Brendan Miller, Dark Knight. Anthony Rosano, Romeo and Juliet. Lexington Steele, The Avengers. Evan Stone, Pee-wee. And Michael Vegas, Godfather. Evan Stone is super funny in Pee-wee Herman. Really, really funny. And, you know, it's kind of Evan Stone being Evan Stone, but, you know, still worth a look. I really kind of liked it. Steve Holmes in Voracious, very, very good. Also, really liked Dane Cross in Official Hangover. James Dean was really good in Dallas. Tom Byron was really good in Star Wars. So, you know, any of those would be good. I think Evan Stone might have a shot. Best Supporting Actress, Capri Anderson in Pee-wee, Tori Black, The Official Hangover, Dana DeArmond in Voila, Gracie Glam in Spartacus, Kimberly Kane, The Official Hangover parody. Kimberly was great in that movie, by the way. Cagney Lynn Carter in The Godfather, very funny. Devon Lee in Spartacus, Lee Alexis in Voracious. Chanel Preston in The Valley, very good. Raylene in Torn, Andy Sandemus in Shared Wives, Celeste Starr in Revenge of the Petites, Bobby Starr in Dallas, Misty Stone in Men in Black, excellent, and India Summer in Torn, really good. Really good. So there you go with those, nice acting awards. Best tease performance. Lots of them here. Asa, Akira's Insatiable 3 for scene 3. Looking here, Lesbian Workout, the tease before that scene, Sunny Leon and Daisy Marie, really stood out. That was one of those when I saw this, I knew right away what they were talking about. Holly Michaels and Best New Starlets, great tease. Big Wet Asses 21, Brooklyn Lee. A lot of these, of course, are just lead-ins to scenes now, where it used to be more of a, you would occasionally see a tease scene thrown in there just for fun. Again, how much you like the girl. I really like Brooklyn Lee's Big Wet Asses tease, though. So, best three-way scene, boy-boy-girl. Flesh Hunter 11, Nikki Delano, Chris Strokes, Jordan Ash was a fantastic scene. School of Black Cock with Indigo Augustine, Shawn Michaels, and T-Real was one that I'd written down at the time to watch for at award time. It showed up. Slut Puppies 6, Ash Hollywood, Chris Strokes, and Jules Jordan, another one. Soccer Moms, India Summer, Tyler Nixon, and Logan Pierce. Really, really good scene. So watch that one. Also, Allie Hayes has been blackmailed. Allie Hayes, John John, and Julius Caesar. Best three-way scene, girl, girl, boy. Anal Boot Camp, Tory Lane, Amy Brooke, and Nacho Vidal. Really good one. Asa Akira, Brooklyn Lee, and James Dean from Asa Akira Insatiable 3. Also on this list, Chanel Preston, Phoenix Marie, Manuel Ferrara from Evil Angel 16. Mothers and Daughters, Selena Rose, Vicky Chase, and Ben English. Lee Alexis, Brooklyn Lee, Manuel Ferrara from Voracious. Another good one. Now, Best Transsexual Release, Best Transsexual Series, Best Transsexual Sex Scene. These are really not my area of expertise. I talked to a couple other writers who do a lot of transsexual stuff for the site. It's not something that really hits home with me. I know there's a lot of social media debate right now as to how these are labeled, how we refer to transsexual performers as he or she or he/she or transsexual or tranny or whatever. And certainly, there's varying opinions on how we're supposed to handle this. I try and handle it by making sure these movies are reviewed by the people who like them most. Joey Silvera, I know, does excellent work in the genre. So does Wendy Williams. Devil's Films with the Transsexual Babysitter series. As far as series goes, things like America's Next Top Tranny, She-Male Idol is another big one. The She-Male Superstar series is big. And then even down with the transsexual sex scene, this is where I think as the genre or the niche evolves, because you have to keep in mind, and a lot of people don't know this, but I've been around the business long enough to remember when all transsexual releases were covered in AVN's gay issue. AVN had two different versions of the magazine, the straight and the gay, and transsexual stuff was all in the gay one. It took time for either marketing to change or for the market to change. I don't know which, because one of the things that happens when you get into a debate on the internet is you never really get to the issue. If the issue is who's watching this and who's the audience for transsexual porn and what do they want to see? Do they want to see a transsexual performer with another guy or with a guy or with another girl or a girl? Do they want to see two transgender performers together? Is there a lot of an audience for male to female transgender? We don't really know that because no one's going to talk about it, and it's still enough of an issue that people don't want to really open up and address who's watching and why. So that kind of plays into the best scene. Which scene is best? Because there are scenes here with two transsexual performers and a genetic male. There's all different kinds of things. There's one even with Wendy Williams and Buck Angel. So you're talking about there are two transgendered performers together who've swapped genders. There's a lot of open things here. And the point is how performers want to be referred to and what the audience is, that we treat everything with respect. Not everyone has to do that, okay? It's not everyone's requirement to be respectful and to refer to people as they want to be referred to. I don't mind doing it. I want to hear what people want to say. But this idea that if you don't do what we say, we're going to be angry. Well, you know what? There are BBW performers who don't like being called BBW, certainly don't like being called fat. But the industry is going to market the way the industry is going to market. And generally speaking, transgendered porn is at least a crossover into the bisexual market. There are not a lot of straight guy, straight girl couples renting and buying TS porn. Not saying there's not any, I'm just saying there's not a lot. That's my opinion. But I don't think it's being marketed to the gay audience anymore. And I think that's a huge evolution, and that's, we're seeing a result of that. So, you know, not everybody wants to talk about, you know, that they watch TS porn, but if you do, and you know, how do you see it marketed? Is it a bisexual fantasy? Do you see that performer as a woman, as a man? You know, all these things are interesting topics. The problem is we can't talk about them like mature adults on the internet, because all we do is just nitpick and name call and get stupid. And that doesn't accomplish anything. I've had some really great conversations. I had a great one with Wendy Williams. Tried very hard to get some more public discussion. Not something Wendy was interested in. So that's fine. You know, Allie St. Clair won our NCAA bracket. And I asked if Allie would do a blog about that. No one, even the performers don't want to talk about it. You know, so it's difficult. But there you go. That's totally off on a different tangent. Best vignette release. Allie Hayes' True Sex was one of the very good ones on this list. Office Perverts 8 from Reality Junkies, a good one. Porn Star Punishment 6 from Brazzers would be interesting if that one wins, because, of course, they pulled that line off the market. Real Wife Stories 13 was fantastic. So was Slutty and Sluttier 16. So if you're looking for some hints to my voting patterns, there's a couple of hints right there. Okay, best wall-to-wall release. Bad Girl 7, very good. Best New Starlets 2012 is a great movie. Elegant Angel does a good job with that line. Flesh Hunter 11, very good. Fuckability 2 from Burning Angel, one of my favorites also. Performers of the Year 2012, Slutty and Sluttier 15, This Is Why I'm Hot 2, Flesh Hunter 11. See all of those. Best Young Girl release, Cheerleaders Gone Bad from Third Degree was a lot of fun. Neighborhood Slut Watch from Jules Jordan Video was really good. Slut Puppy 6 from Jules Jordan, again, a top 10 movie overall of the year, so definitely I think that's a strong one in this one. Young Glamorous 3 was good. Young Harlot Sex Athletics from Harmony, also really, really good. Best Young Girl Series, Teens Like It Big from Brazzers is great. Young Harlots from Harmony is always really high class, beautiful stuff. Innocence of Youth is a new one from New Sensations, it's really good. My Sister's Hot Friend from Naughty America is a lot of fun, a lot of great fantasy play there. All right, Clever Title of the Year, one of my favorite categories. Asphyxia Heals the World, heals spelled with two E's because it's a foot fetish movie. Brooklyn Egg Cream on the Rocks, which I assume being Seymour Butts is probably a Brooklyn Lee and maybe Rachel Rocks play on names. Chocolate Covered Crackers, Chocolate Yam Yams from Black Storm Monarchy Vantage. Does This Dick Make My Ass Look Big? I like that from Voyeur Media. Look Mom, My First Black Penis from Mike Hunt. My Wife Caught Me Ass Fucking Her Mother from Devil's Films. Nice Shoes Wanna Fuck from Hustler. Occupy My Ass from Bobby Starr. She Plays a Mean Rusty Trombone from Lethal Hardcore. Show Me Your Shithole from Brian Pumper. Somebody Shave Me, Zero Tolerance. The Spit and the Speculum, Mike Adriano, Evil Angel. Subtle Fragrance of Her Private Parts from Swank. And We Vowed to Blang Black Biatches from Kelly Madison. You can choose your favorites. I gotta say, Does This Dick Make My Ass Look Big might be my favorite. As we continue, getting close to the end here, why don't we go ahead and stop there? We've got some individual awards really to go over from there, and that's probably going to wrap it up. Individual awards and most outrageous sex scene, and then there's a whole lot of sort of tech stuff. I'll let you guys give me feedback. Should we do the tech stuff? Do you care about best affiliate program? Do you want to see that stuff? If you do, let me know. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up with the individual awards in the next one. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This has been the Roger Reviews Podcast, part 9 of our Avian Award nominations. Happy New Year. Please use the feedback button down below, especially if you want me to continue after the individual awards. I'll do so. Otherwise, we'll go back to normal podcasting. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please drop me a line, Roger at RogerReviews.com, and welcome to 2013, everybody.